From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China has announced stiff penalties for people caught illegally fishing in Chinese waters, including areas of the South China Sea claimed by neighboring nations. The Supreme Court on Tuesday said fishermen illegally entering Chinese waters more than once in a year will be subject to fines and up to a year in jail. Last month, a United Nations-backed court in The Hague ruled that China had no claim to the waters in the South China Sea. The Chinese defense minister has urged his nation to prepare for what he called a people's war at sea in an effort to safeguard national sovereignty. U.S. President Barack Obama and Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong restated their commitment to passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At the White House Tuesday, the two leaders discussed the TPP pact, which is currently stalled in Congress. Here's Mr. Lee.
Not only will the TPP benefit American workers and businesses, it will send a clear signal and a vital signal that America will continue to lead in the Asia-Pacific and enhance the partnerships that link our destinies together.
The pact has become controversial as both major U.S. presidential candidates are opposed to it. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has restated his earlier claim that the failed coup attempt against him last month was plotted outside the country. The accusations are likely in reference to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an Erdogan opponent who has lived in the United States for nearly two decades. Gulen denies any connection with the uprising. The Vatican Press Office says Pope Francis has created a special commission to examine whether women can serve as deacons in the Roman Catholic Church. This is VOA News. Speaking at the White House Tuesday, President Barack Obama said Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is unfit to succeed him in office. Mr. Obama challenged Republicans to repudiate Trump, saying recent statements about the parents of a slain Muslim American soldier were offensive.
This isn't a situation where you have an episodic gaffe. This is daily and weekly where they are distancing themselves from statements he's making. There has to be a point at which you say, this is not somebody I can support for president of the United States.
In response, Trump accused the president of failed leadership. He accused opponent Hillary Clinton of being weak on trade.
So, you know, she wants to play the role of the tough guy against Putin and Russia, and she wants to play. Not tough. She should be tough on trade, okay? Because right now we are being ripped off on trade like nobody has ever ripped us off in history.
Trump spoke at a rally in Virginia. A U.S. district judge has issued a preliminary injunction against North Dakota's voter identification law. It is the latest in a string of rulings across the country that say such measures disenfranchise minority and lower-income voters. The law was passed by the North Dakota State Legislature to curb voter fraud. Critics say the law discourages minority or low-income voters who are less likely to have a state-issued photo ID. France laid to rest the 85-year-old priest, Father Jacques Hamel, who was killed by two Islamic extremists last week as he celebrated Mass. Hundreds of mourners gathered Tuesday in the Cathedral of Rouen for a funeral held under tight security. A number of French officials attended the ceremony. A suicide bombing in the Libyan city of Benghazi has killed and wounded a number of people. Military sources say the attack apparently targeted soldiers loyal to Libya's recognized parliament. A coalition of Islamist militias claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, the United States has started an air campaign in the city of Sirte, the last bastion of the Islamic State group in Libya. The strikes on Tuesday hit an IS rocket launcher and a heavy equipment excavator. Iraq's prime minister has issued a travel ban for several parliamentary officials accused of corruption. The ban was ordered as a temporary measure against those accused and will remain in place until an investigation is completed. The ban came in response to claims by Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi, who on Monday told lawmakers that Parliament Speaker Salim al-Jaburi and several other lawmakers had tried to blackmail him to secure lucrative government contracts. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.